So this week's parsha. This week's parsha. We're talking about Shabbos Kodesh. We're talking about the Mishkan. So we don't have a Mishkan. We have Bais Knesset. We're talking about something that relates to both of them. The pasuk in Yeshaya Nun Chet Gimel says, "V'chi badito me'asot alachecha." You should honor Shabbos and make it special. Mimsoch avsecha, all your ways. V'daber davar, and the way you speak should also be different, says the prophet. In other words, we got to make Shabbos holy, so we got to speak in a more refined manner, just as when we come into a Bais Knesset, we speak in a more refined, holy way. So in Shabbos, we got to speak differently. How do we speak differently? So the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Shin Zayin, V'daber davar, shelo yeh diborcha shel Shabbos kediborcha shel Chol. You shouldn't speak the same way on Shabbos like you speak during Chol. Hilchach aser lamar davar ploni aser lamachar. So first of all, you shouldn't be planning for after Shabbos. Now the Rama clarifies, the Mishnah Berurah clarifies, anything that's aser to do on Shabbos, you shouldn't be saying, I'll do that I'll do that after Shabbos. So you can't say, I'll drive to you after Shabbos, because you're not allowed to drive on Shabbos. So to plan for after Shabbos to do any forbidden activity would be inappropriate. However, a heter, you can say, I'll go to you, or anything, like instead of saying, I'll call you, I'll say, I'll talk to you. As long as you don't explicitly say the word of Isser, technically it's okay. But you shouldn't command someone to say, come to me on Shabbos. You can hint to it or allude to it. A second thing that the Rama says is, Dvarim de'ilim asur laharbot. The Shulchan Aruch says, don't talk a lot about silliness. So then the Rama says, wait. Ubnei adam shesipur shmuot v'divrei chedashim hu oneg lahem. If people like to talk about silly things, that's their oneg, mutar, v'sapram b'shabbat kimo b'chol. So it's interesting. If you like talking about silly things, then it's okay, because that's your own egg. But if you don't like talking about silly things, then it's not okay. It's a really interesting halacha. What if you don't like talking about silly things, but your friends like talking about silly things? Don't talk to those friends. No, the answer is, Rama says, nope. Asur lamram, you can't say things just to make your friends feel nice if you don't actually enjoy talking about those silly things. The Mishnah Berurah says, but if it brings you a lot of joy to talk about those silly things, so then it's okay. So what do we mean by silly things? So the Mishnah Berurah clarifies that if it is like chas v'shalom lashon hara, or even divrei kalis rosh, frivolity and things that are not appropriate, that for sure you shouldn't do. Rather, it's talking about things like politics, like sports, like the happenings and stuff like that. Best not, if you don't enjoy talking about that stuff, better not to talk about it on Shabbos. But if you do enjoy talking about it on Shabbos, you can talk about it on Shabbos. However, the best, obviously, would be to talk about Torah and mitzvahs and good things like that on Shabbos Kodesh. The Mishnah Berurah also brings down, there's an Indian to talk in Hebrew on Shabbos Kodesh, just also as a way of like reminding ourselves that the way we speak on Shabbos should be different. And the Mishnah Berurah's Talmud is Rav Kook, maybe some sort of connection. And what else? The Divrei Kabbalah bring down that words of Torah spoken on Shabbos are words, get this, a thousand times more than words of Torah spoken during the week. So all the more reason to talk about Torah and mitzvahs on Shabbos.